This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hawkeye Steel has moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, in the farm news on this Thursday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat trading at 7.01¾, up a nickel. July wheat trading at 7.07½, up 4½. May corn trading at 6.54½, up 5½. July corn trading at 6.35½, up 3. May soybeans now trading at 1388 up, or excuse me, 1388 down 4¾. July beans trading at 1360½ down 7. On the Chicago Board of Trade Wednesday, May wheat ended the day at 6.96¾ down 12. July wheat ended at 7.03 down 11. September wheat ended at 7.11¾ down 9½. May corn yesterday ended at 6.49, up 4¾. July corn ended at 6.32½, up a nickel. September corn ended at 5.66¾, up 4½. May soybeans yesterday ended at 13.92¾, down 2¾. July beans 13.67½, down 3¾. August beans 13.36, down 3½. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 3.29.90 down 19. July meal 3.91.80 down a quarter. August meal 3.80.70 down 26. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.03 up a nickel. July oil 50.23 up a nickel. August oil 50.24 up a nickel. May oats yesterday ended at 3.69¼ up 1¾. July oats ended at 3.62. That was up a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois winter grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn ending higher and wheat and soybeans ending lower. Corn futures drew strength from the lower-than-expected carryout figure of 757 million bushels. On the other hand, a higher-than-expected carryout figure for wheat helped to push those prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents higher at 649 to 663, but soybeans were down 1 to 3 cents at 1395 to 1411. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 3 to 5 cents stronger at 656 to 668, and soybeans dropped 2 to 3 cents at 1409 to 1422. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 5 to 6 cents at 632 to 677, soybeans down 3 at 1407 to 1423, and the wheat bids ended 12 cents lower on Wednesday at 684 to 705. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed at 14.45 to 14.53, with basis steady to 4 cents stronger at 52 to 60 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis ended at $399.90 to $408.90. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended a nickel higher at $6.71 to $6.84, with basis steady, range from 22 to 35 over the May. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quarter producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents stronger at $6.64 to $6.69, with the basis ending mixed, ranging from 15 to 20 over the May. Soybeans were up 3 to 4 cents along the river, ranging from 14.28 to 14.39, with basis up 6 to 7 cents at 35 to 46 over the May. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended 11 to 12 cents lower at 6.93 to 7.02, as basis ended steady to a penny lower, ranging from 10 under to 1 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents stronger at 6.59 to 6.68. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 to 3 cents, with quotations at 14.34 to 14.38. Soft red winter wheat ended 12 cents lower for the day at 7.10 to 7.11, and the Milo a nickel higher at 6.28 to 6.29. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions range from 5.06 up to 5.21. New crop soybean bids at 11.96 to 12.08. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 5.06 up to 5.24. New crop soybean bids 11.98 to 12.18. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 5.08 up to 5.28, with new crop soybean bids at 12.06 to 12.24. And new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois range from 6.73 up to 7.01. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. April hogs ended the day at 81.22, up a half dollar. May hogs ended at 87.55, up a quarter. June hogs ended at 89.50, down 35. April cattle yesterday ended at 125.27, down $1.45. June cattle ended at $120, down $1.70. August cattle, $120.75, down $1.90. April feeder cattle yesterday, $140.50, down $2.12. May feeders, $142.32, down $2.42. August feeders, $149.17, down $2.40. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 4 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 74 to 78, with a weighted average carcass price of 76.31. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 44 to 50. 4 to 5 weights, 49 to 52. 5 to 550 weights, 53 to 56. And 550 and up, 55 to 58. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 51 to 56, with a few up to 58. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,306 head. From the Fairview auction from April 9th, they had receipts of 231 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 125 to 130.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 124.75 to 130.25. And they had slaughter cows beginning with the premium, bringing 104 to 108. Breakers, 80 to 85, boners 70 to 75.50, and lean $60 to $65. United Producers Auction at Shelbyville report for April 9th, they had receipts of 606 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 123 to 129. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 112 to 118. Choice slaughter heifers, 123 to 128. Slaughter cows, beginning with the boners, they had 81 to 87. Leans were 71 to 78. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 164. 5 to 6 weights, 136 to 137. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 135 to 143. And the 5 to 6 weights, 120 to 133. From the Greenville Livestock Auction opening report for April 10th, they had receipts of 568 head, and the choice slaughter steers were bringing 122.50 to 126, choice slaughter heifers 123 to 125.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 127 and on a dressed basis at 197. Heifers on a live basis traded at 127 and on a dressed basis at 202. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were not established. No loads were traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $77.11, which was 2 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $190.95, which was 46 cents lower, and select carcasses were $185.57, which is $1.45 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000 compared to 118,000 for last week and 112,000 for a year ago. Slaughter hogs were estimated at 395,000, which compared to 425,000 last week and 418,000 a year ago. United Producers Weekly Hay Auction at Shelbyville for April 9th. They had receipts of 247 bales, alfalfa premium quality, sold for $5.75. Fair quality ranged from $3 to $3.50. Mixed grass, good quality, traded from $3.85 to $4.25. And fair quality at $2.60 to $3. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for butter, 173 and a quarter unchanged. For block cheese, 180.50 up 1. For barrel cheese, 174 up 3/4. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 17.52. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.54. For May, $6.66. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.46. And for May, $6.58. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.15. And for May, $13.98. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.76. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.54, corn at Scottville, $6.46, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.15, and wheat at Scottville, $6.76. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. Right now, color radar showing scattered light showers around the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com. Service starts here.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. High temperatures in the mid-50s with west winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy and colder. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Friday, cloudy skies. Highs in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy and warmer. A slight chance of showers on Monday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures about 70. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, an inch and 6/10 of rain. 1 inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville. 1 inch and 6/10 recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton. 1 inch and 2/10 here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours. Right now, cloudy skies. Once again, scattered light rain around our mid-Illinois listening area. We have a temperature of 51 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. This reminder, once again, Southwestern schools will be closed today due to power outages. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, according to analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the tight corn and soybean stocks forecast for the United States in the April World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report confirms the ongoing impact of the drought of 2012. The report estimated an increase in the 2012-13 corn ending stocks, but the increase was not as dramatic as predicted in the March stocks report. Farm Bureau economist Todd Davis says the stocks report found 400 million bushel more than the pre-stocks report forecast, but the WASD report showed ending stocks up only 125 million bushel from the March estimate at 757 million bushel. The stocks-to-use ratio is still straggling at 6.8%. Davis says there just is not a large buffer of corn available to withstand weather or other production-related problems for this year's crop. He says if the latest report, if realized, shows ending stocks to be the smallest since 1995 and 96. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We asked him about the importance of oats in the trade.
Well, the old saying in the markets is oats knows, and for many years I remember when oats made a big move, that was generally considered a precursor for what was going to happen in the other markets. But the higher profit crops, shall we say, have really squeezed oats out. So while it remains a very important market for some, it doesn't have the influence on the other markets that it once did because we import the majority of the oats that we consume in this country now.
What are the majority of the oats used for? Is it livestock feed?
Absolutely. Some going into the food industry, but the majority of it going into livestock and horse industry.
Let's get back to corn and soybeans, particularly soybeans. The Chinese made a big buy recently, didn't they?
Well, they've been continuing to buy all along. They've made a big purchase of U.S. soft red winter wheat, 30 to 35 million bushels of that. But soybeans, they continue to buy. Not large purchases, but just this is continuous buying that's starting to extend our export season. Right now, we are on pace to hit USDA's target export target for the year ending August 31 by mid-April, in actual shipments to hit the target by mid-May. Sales by mid-April, shipments by mid-May. And so we're running close to running out of soybeans once again. So the trade's going to be watching very carefully to see how USDA blends the higher stocks numbers from March 28th into the supply and demand numbers of April 10th.
Okay. Arlen, anything else?
Well, I think as we go forward, one of the keys that the trade's going to be watching is going to be the corn stocks number. The cash market says that corn stocks are very tight. The March 28 stocks report says that corn stocks are not that tight. So how will USDA WASD, which is a different organization than what the one that developed the stocks number, how will they translate that stocks number into their supply and demand balance sheet? There are some times when the WASD group uses their judgment, as they're allowed to do, and says, well, since we had the big price break, that means we increased demand and stocks won't grow as much as what the March 28 stocks report would suggest.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Congress has to start all over again on writing a new farm bill. With a tighter budget, that's much harder. American Farm Bureau farm policy specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the American Farm Bureau Board of Directors has sent a proposal up to Capitol Hill that might help the House and Senate Agriculture Committees come up with a new plan. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller has the story.
The board of the nation's largest general farm organization has sent a farm bill proposal up to Capitol Hill.
We have the ability to put forward a proposal that has to take into account every commodity, just as the members of the Senate and House Ag Committee. We think it's important to come up with something that will put some money towards deficit reduction, just like we did last year, and yet to provide a safety net over the next 5 years. So if we have another drought or a flood or a hurricane, there would be programs in place to provide a safety net where farmers would not be forced to go out of business because of a weather disaster that they had no control over.
American Farm Bureau farm policy specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the Farm Bureau plan costs $23 billion less than the current farm bill and could be a big help to House and Senate agriculture committees. They're starting over writing a farm bill from scratch since they weren't able to get one passed last year.
I think it's incredibly important that we get it done this year. We talked last year about the fact that it was going to be a whole lot more difficult, and indeed it is. We just have less money to be able to spend.
Thatcher says getting the farm bill done with an adequate safety net for the nation's farmers is good for the nation's consumers and taxpayers, too.
Farmers and ranchers are putting in hundreds of dollars of inputs into every acre of land, and they don't know what the weather's going to be. So they have to have a good insurance program to make sure that they're not putting in hundreds of dollars per acre investment and potentially getting nothing out of it, like we had the drought that came through last year. Most people in the country will also tell you that they care where their food comes from. They're worried, is the food that they're eating from foreign countries as safe as it is here? And unfortunately, we're only able to inspect about 1% of the products that come in from overseas, and so we really don't know that indeed we are ensuring that. Most consumers would like to buy local, would like to have family-sized farmers viable and in this country.
And the nation needs a farm bill to guarantee that. Jonna Miller, Washington.
6:31 on this Thursday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. The Farm Bureau Federation also says individual tax code reform is essential for farmers and ranchers. According to a statement released Tuesday, tax reform must be simple, transparent, revenue neutral, and fair to farmers and ranchers. Farm Bureau notes more than 96% of farms and 75% of farm sales are taxed under IRS provisions for individual taxpayers. Farm Bureau cautions that while broadening the tax base and lowering the rate are important parts of tax reform, lowering rates will impact farms and ranches differently than other businesses because income for farmers and ranchers can swing wildly as a result of unpredictable weather and uncontrollable markets. In fact, farm and ranch income varies greatly from year to year, with loss years often outnumbering those that are profitable. The House Energy and Commerce Committee held a hearing Tuesday on the reauthorization of the Animal Drug User Fee Act. ADUFA legislation authorizes the Food and Drug Administration to collect fees for certain animal drug applications, and its reauthorization is one of the top priorities for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as set by its members. Dr. Mike Apley testified to the importance of animal health technologies that allow veterinarians and producers to prevent, control, and treat diseases to maintain animal health. Dr. Apley told the committee that the overarching goal of veterinarians and producers is to replace the need for prevention or control uses of antibiotics through good management practices. He says the Animal Drug User Fee Act allows veterinarians and producers a greater array of current products to use in these practices. Dr. Apley also noted that the use of antibiotics in food animals is highly regulated, starting with specific indications on the label as approved by the FDA. Any other use of these producers must meet strict requirements, including strict oversight requirements for veterinary involvement. Through the FFA Food for All program, local FFA chapters throughout the United States can receive funding to support year-long service learning projects focused on the development and implementation of sustainable hunger programs. The National FFA organization has awarded more than $320,000 in grant money for the initiative this year, providing up to $2,500 to 132 chapters in 42 states. Smucker's puts its name on jelly, and Oscar Mayer puts its name on hot dogs. Illinois wants to put its name on fruits and vegetables. The Where Fresh Is branding campaign, led by the Illinois Department of Agriculture, encourages supermarkets to use signs and product stickers in the produce department to help shoppers identify the fruits and vegetables grown in this state. Thanks to a federal grant, point-of-sale marketing materials with the colorful Where Fresh Is logo recently were provided to nearly 100 grocery stores across the state of Illinois. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 701.5, up 4.75. July wheat trading at 707.5, up 4.5. May corn trading at 654.5, up 5.5. July corn trading at 635.75, up 3.25. May beans now trading at 1388.75, down 4. July beans trading at 1361, down 6.5. Once again, this reminder, Southwestern schools closed today due to power outages. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.